and the world will straighten itself. When there is silence, one finds the anchor of the universe within oneself. Unquote. Living in simplicity. I call this the bite your tongue, zip your lips verse of the Tao Te Ching. The paradox inherent in the two opening lines intrigues me enormously. The Tao does nothing, but leaves nothing undone. Just imagine what we're being told to consider in this verse. Do nothing, and everything gets done. It obviously contradicts all that you and I have been taught. Doing nothing in our culture suggests a lazy, unsuccessful, and quite possibly worthless individual. So for a moment, let's modify the way we think about living simply and doing nothing. Of all the troubles that are reported in the media, including wars, terrorism, famine, hatred, crime, and disease, how many are the result of interfering with the natural unfolding of creation? How much of the essential nature of ourselves and our planet is able to shine through? What would Earth be like if governments didn't meddle in everyone's lives? What if no one could be perceived as an enemy? Could there be a world where groups of people never got together to control others or to invade or to conquer? How about where oceans, mountains, natural resources, air, plants, and animals were respected and allowed to flourish without any interference? Suppose that such a place of simplicity and lack of interference existed. It would be acting exactly as the Tao does, doing nothing, and yet leaving nothing undone. Now shift out of this highly imaginative scenario and begin to reconsider what's meant in this passage by the concept of powerful individuals transforming the world. When they're interfering with natural rhythms, they ultimately create difficulties that are inconsistent with the Tao. Try to visualize great leaders who are instead centered in the Tao. They bite their tongues and zip their lips rather than act in a hostile way, and they refuse to participate in activities that cause harm to anything on the planet. Yes, this may be a fantasy, but it's not an impossibility when you think like a sage and are centered in the Tao. The 37th verse of the Tao Te Ching can also help you change the way you look at yourself. Let's say that you're accustomed to equating the idea of success with a take-charge kind of person. You believe that this individual allocates responsibilities to others because he or she is a leader who's willing and able to tell others what to do and how to do it. Well, this view is completely out of harmony with the Tao, which does nothing and leaves nothing undone. As you alter the way you look at your own power and success, you'll begin to replace strong desires with calm contentment. When you start to allow your true nature, which is the anchor of the universe, to shine through, you'll recognize that the way you look at things has absolutely changed. I've used this simplicity lesson in dealing with all of my children. When I step in and tell them how, I create resistance. But when I bite my tongue, zip my lips, and retreat into silence, they not only figure it out most of the times for themselves, but a calm energy replaces their frustration. I've learned that my kids know how to be. They too have the anchor of the universe within them. They too are centered in the do-nothing, get-everything-done Tao. They too have an essential nature that they're listening to. As I've gotten more adept at trusting this, not only for my children, but for everyone I encounter, I'm more peaceful, and guess what? More, not less, seems to get accomplished, on time and without problems that used to surface because of my interference. Change the way you think about the entire idea of success and power, for this isn't the result of obsessive accomplishment and continually following directions. Start living in a world that you know works far better with less meddling. You understand that not everyone will stop instructing others and just allow the Tao to unfold, but you can be an observer, watching others tap into their power by centering themselves. Here's what Lao Tzu suggests for making this verse become your daily reality. First, cultivate your unique natural self. Practice allowing your essential nature to shine by not enforcing judgments on yourself that were imposed by others. Remind yourself that you don't have to do anything. You don't have to be better than anyone else. You don't have to win. You don't have to be number one or number 27 or any other number. Give yourself permission to just be. Stop interfering with your unique natural being. Lighten the burden you carry to be productive, wealthy, and successful in the eyes of others, and replace it with an inner assertion that allows you to access the Tao. Affirm, I am centered in the Tao. I trust that I am able to straighten myself out. And so is the world. I retreat into silence, knowing that all is well. And second, expect to see the essential nature of others by remaining silent. deliberately bite your tongue and zip your lips at the precise moment that you're tempted to get involved in the lives of those around you. Become aware of your inclination to tell others, particularly your family members, how they should be conducting their lives. Even if you hold on for a few moments before you butt into someone else's business, you're on your way to allowing those around you to find their anchor of the universe within themselves. This new discipline of resisting your habit to get involved by pausing before interfering will enable you to see how capable everyone truly is when they're in the energy field of someone who allows rather than dictates. Do the Tao now. Print or copy the first two lines of this 37th verse. The Tao does nothing but leaves nothing undone. Read the words repeatedly until you've committed them to memory, then go for a 30-minute walk and take note of their truth. The air, the sky, the clouds, the grass, the winds, the flowers, the bees, nothing natural that you see is undone, but nothing is taking place to work it all out. It's all accomplished by the truth of these words. I'm reminded of a 13th century poem by Rumi called Nibble at Me, which applies perfectly to this section of the Tao Te Ching. Quote, nibble at me. Don't gulp me down. How often is it you have a guest in your house who can fix everything? Unquote. Let your all-knowing guest fix things while you live naturally.
This audiobook has been broken into multiple parts to make the download faster. You have reached the end of a part, but not the end of the complete audiobook. So please check your library for the next part of this audiobook.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.